kind of back to the shitty sound quality, I'm afraid, because I packed up a bunch of shit and mailed it home because I'm about to leave New York and go back to Canada very soon. And I put my microphone in the box and didn't really think maybe I could actually use that. Maybe I should have kept it here. Whatever. It doesn't matter. So, just trying to get outside, get a little bit of sun while I still can. I did miss pretty much the whole goddamn day. I gotta start getting up earlier. Staying up until 2 in the 3 in the morning shit. Gotta stop that. Anyway, today's gonna be a little different because instead of... I guess lately I've been kind of just tailoring my songs to whatever pseudo-drama's going on at the time with me. It's like, hey, this song will fit here, this one will fit there. Today's the other way around. I just built up a bunch of songs that I want to play, so this one is really more about particular songs. And first, I want to bring up how weird I am finding Trent Reznor's online presence. I always... I have a MySpace page, but I never use it, and I never did get Facebook. Finally, with Twitter, I was like, alright, fine, let's give this a try. I figured I'd use it just for updates to my webpage. And I can see how it sucks people in, because using it that way, it got boring. It's like every update was just new ham radio, more shitty comics, new ham radio, more shitty comics. So I started throwing in a bit more stuff, and you know, it's kind of more fun that way. You get more feedback and stuff. But I can totally see how it just has sucked in some people, like, brutally. Like, they're just Twitter every goddamn thing they do. And every once in a while, I would stumble upon a famous person's Twitter that I'm, like, interested in. So I was like, hey, sure, let's follow them. One of them being Trent Reznor. And I kind of thought maybe it was a joke at first. Because, I mean, I guess it's well known that Trent Reznor has... His life has cleared up a lot from, like, say, 10 years ago. He's doing much better. Cut his hair, started working out, going to therapy or whatever, feeling better about himself. So, I didn't expect the cartoon version of Trent Reznor's fucking Twitter where every single post is about fucking cutting himself, but it's still weird how he'll post things sort of mundane and silly of just like fooling around with an old keyboard that I found. Oh, this is having a fun day. It's like, what? Trent Reznor, is that really you? But it is. Or today he posted a link to like a Last.fm playlist he made. Like, hey, here's what I've been listening to. So I was like, cool, man, let's go check that out. Let's see what Trent Reznor's into. And like, one of the songs that he posted was, what's that chick's name? Like CeCe Peniston or whatever. Finally, it's happened to me. And he's like, I don't know how I could forget this song. Not only is this song awesome, but her name has the word penis in it. It's like, Trent Reznor is making jokes now? What the fuck is going on here? Anyway, I listened through his 10 or 12 songs that he's got posted on there right now. And it's always tough for a song to hit me the first time. Usually it takes a few listens, so probably if I listened through those, you know, a few times, I'd probably like a bunch of them. The one that stuck out to me, though, the first listen through, it's kind of a quiet, low-key song. It's a band called The Department of Eagles. And all he had to say about it was that it's somehow related to another band that he likes called the Grizzly Bears that he has a couple songs by. So, here's a Trent Reznor pick. Department of Eagles, Phantom something or other.
All right. Well, do this your way. Take.
So that's certainly not my favorite song of all time. I don't know that it's even really growing on me that much, but whatever. It's not bad. It's just an excuse to talk about Trent Reznor a bit and play a song that he likes. Do you ever notice? Advance warning, surely this is racist on some level, I don't know. When I see like a really hot black girl go by who's not wearing very many clothes, somehow not the same, because maybe it's just because I just grew up around white people. I'm more in tune with white skin. That's what's imprinted in my brain. They never seem as naked, you know? It's like... it's like there's still another layer that needs to come off, but it can't come off. That's gotta be totally racist. But I'm definitely noticing that it's springtime, because there's a lot more people out and about. I don't like this. It's just, well, I don't know, too many people. Particularly for this neighborhood, much more than usual. You know that that song I played from the Trent Reznor playlist, in a way that just sort of seems like it falls in line with... it definitely seems like it's been a sort of musical movement lately of just kind of fucking dreary songs. I don't know. I got nothing against downbeat songs or sad songs or depressed songs, but there is this whole like wave in this last 5-6 years. All the indie hipster music is just dreary, man. It's just a drudge fest. I never really got into that whole vibe. I don't know. I guess I like guys more like if you ever read Acme Novelty Library by Chris Ware, or like Elliott Smith music. It's like those guys are trying really hard to infuse their work with as much feeling as possible. It's just something fucked up in their brain that's what comes out. But they're trying, man. They're trying so hard. Whereas with, I don't know, a lot of these other people, it just seems like, I don't know what the fuck they're trying to do. Just be fucking boring? Why did I even play that song? So let's pick things way up. Let's play some Sepultura from back when Max Cavaliera was still in the band. This is their album, what the fuck is it called? Roots. From 96, I think. Swear to God, man, it's like people are just fucking appearing. Some dude just like appeared behind me. Where'd he even come from? He's walking like, I don't know, just like ding, oh, there's a guy. Ah, good, he's not coming my way. Crowded ass fucking city, go fuck yourself. Yeah, my brother had this CD back when it came out, and I remember, Roots, Bloody Roots was one of the big songs, and this one also had a video that was animated, little weird animated dudes dancing around and shit, like stop motion. It's called Ratamada, and it's really fucking cool. These guys are from Brazil, and this was when they started working in a lot more traditional Brazilian instruments and stuff. And a lot of times that sort of traditional vibe is just the worst. Like in Asian music or Indian music, East Indian, the traditional instruments are just fucking weird and annoying and just makes everything sound super generic. But the way Sepultura did this shit, it was really cool. This song, you could probably strip out everything but the drums. Just have a version with the drums and vocals and it would still be fucking awesome. So this is by Sepultura. We'll be right back.
cachant, s'ouvrir le bio.
C'est tout cachant, s'ouvrir le bio.
Hello, uptown. Hello, downtown. Hello, midtown. Hello, Chinatown.
Hello.
I never did check, but is that Dave Brocky from Guar on that song? It really sounds like him.
No, it is not.
Anyway, that's a totally fucking awesome song. You know, New York has got tons of just like these stationery stores. There's literally one a block from my house in either direction. And all they sell is like fucking some magazines and... But it's basically, it's just like envelopes and birthday cards. And the only reason these fucking places actually exist is to sell fucking lotto tickets. They don't sell anything else, they just sell lotto tickets all day, maybe a chocolate bar here and there. New York, you dumb fucks. Lotto tickets. Go fuck yourselves, that's dumb. I'll tell you what you should do with the lottery ticket money. Take that dollar and buy a fucking chocolate bar instead. It'll make you happier. At least the chocolate bar will equal some happiness, whereas the stupid lotto ticket will equal nothing. Oh, but I won $20 the other day. Yeah. And you put all the $20 back in. Fucking ridiculous. Wouldn't matter if you won the super duper zillion billion dollar jackpot. The 60 zillion but billion dollars. Your dumb life is still gonna suck. Fuck you. There's my harsh, pointless criticism for the day. Let's see if we can switch this show back and forth. Play like soft song, hard song, soft song, hard song. And it doesn't really get much harder than Sepultura, but... Alright, soft song time. Do y'all remember that song by Chris Isaak that came out a long time ago now? Mid-90s, I guess? Earlier than that? Early 90s, probably. Wicked Game, it's called. Black and white video. Him and some chick on a beach. And it used to be in, like, every single soap opera. Like, anytime somebody, you know, there's, like, a love romance scene. For years, they would play that song. And it's not like I watch soap operas, it's just from flipping through channels. It's like that song again and again and again. But it's a really fucking good song. There's just no question. Wicked Game by Chris Isaak. That's a goddamn classic. That's just the exact kind of like sort of pseudo-country shit that I really feel like there's a whole... There's got to be like a whole ton of like poppy alt-country type songs that I would probably fucking love. I just don't know where to look. But I could never play Wicked Game by Chris Isaak. Come on, that's fucking silly. And him, His Infernal Majesty, they did a cover, but even that, I'm like, meh. As much as I like that song, just didn't seem like it would fit on this show. But the other day I was downloading mashups of shit, and this is fucking super awesome, brilliant. Somebody took Wicked Game and Billy Idol's White Wedding. It must be an alternate vocal take for White Wedding. Like, I don't know where this came from, like a chilled out version of it or something. But he put the two together, and it's fucking, it's goddamn brilliant. There's no other word for it. This is just fucking super great. So here is the White Wedding, Wicked Game, combo mashup song.
Nice day to start again.
loves no one.
Man, I totally, 100% non-ironically love that song. It takes like two different, way overexposed, sort of cheeseball old songs and puts them together, and it's just, it's fucking excellent. That is so cool. So I went into the Lotto store to actually, the, not Lotto, what the fuck are they? The stationery store to actually buy an envelope. How wacky. So while I was in there, I was like, oh, I might as well grab a chocolate bar. But then, this happens to me a lot with chocolate bars, where it's just like, it's like they'd talk about when people from like the Soviet Union back in the day would come over to North America and just be overwhelmed by grocery stores. Just so much choice, I don't know what to do. I get like that sometimes, where I'm just staring at shit. Which would probably be a good reason to just not buy anything. But today I figured, instead of a chocolate bar, let's buy some candy. I never buy candy anymore. Let's get some weird American candy that I won't be able to get soon. So I got Tropical Razzles. First it's candy, then it's gum, man. Kiwi lime, tangerine, tropical punch, strawberry banana, pineapple. So let's try some of this shit. Ugh, it doesn't look very good. Is this supposed to look like that, or is this just hyper old? First it's candy. It's chewing up into a powder. How is this gonna become gum? Oh, it's starting to form into gum a little bit. Yep. First it was candy, then it was gum. As advertised. Cool, man. Razzles. Wonder if this shit has corn syrup in it, or if that's just stuff that's liquid. You guys ever notice how everything has corn syrup? It's not called corn syrup in Canada. It's the same shit, though. What's it called? High fructose glucose, I think. Fascinating. Candy factoids. Pwah. That gum is fucking gross. So, after... man, I don't know, quite a long while of being totally incommunicado with Ian, I finally talked to her again the other day, a couple of times. And I won't go so far as to say that it went smooth. It's very, very hard for me and her to actually see eye to eye on things. It takes lots of discussion and debate before we finally figure out what the hell the other person is trying to say. But it could have gone a lot worse. So, at the very least, it looks like we're going to be able to hang out one last time, do the fucking, let's go get some beef noodle soup one last time thing that I mentioned before that I regretted that we might not be able to do. So, that's good. Hopefully, it's not a horrible fucking disaster. Just gotta be fucking nice to each other for one more day. Surely, to fuck, we can pull that off. So, in reference to Ian, let's play a song that I heard through her, Golden Scans. This is some mashup version of it. Mashed up with, who the fuck knows, I don't know, some weird techno dance tune. You may recall, way back, it was a neat little episode. It was a rendezvous, I think I called it. Anyway, I headed down to Queens and met Ian while she was on her lunch break. And we hung out at a little diner. And she played this song. Oh, and then ham radio, the video thing. Ultra high frequency, where I played videos. We played the video of this song too. So here's a weird remixed version of Golden Scans by the Klaxons.
Oh,
Well, the tropical razzles are a little better if you mix them together. Still, this shit is a fucking travesty to dentistry that this shit even got invented. All this kind of candy. It's fucking absurd that we feed this shit to kids. Future generations are gonna be like, what the fuck? So I don't think that version's as good as the original Golden Scans. Kind of cheesy. But, I don't know. The vocals in that song are so cool that you could pretty much put it with any song and I think it'd be cool. I remember when I first like was just listening through these mashups, as soon as I heard the it's hard to do. I was like, hey, that song, I like that song. The way caring is creepy. It's kind of like my Vancouver memory song. I think Golden Scans is probably gonna take the crown as my New York one. All right, so that was somewhat upbeat. Let's bring it back down again. This is a Canadian band, East Coast, Canada, where I hail from, called Jail, J-A-L-E, named after the first letter of each of the girls' names who's in this band. This is way old, like 94 this album came out. And I always remembered liking this one song they have called River. They got some cool, you know, not just this song, but this song was like my favorite one. And for years I could never find it. And then somebody hooked me up with an account at waffles.fm, just another BitTorrent tracker. And I actually found it there. So I was like, hey, cool, man. That's that old shit that I haven't heard since I was a youngin'. And in my continuing tradition of totally forgetting to double-check someone's name before I leave the fucking house, I totally forgot your name, man. I'm sorry. You know who you are. And thank you. And speaking of that, one thing I've been looking for, I'm actually, I don't know, I generally just download albums. I don't buy albums that often. And I've been looking for Neil Gust's band. He used to be in Heatmiser with Elliot Smith, and he did some really good songs on Mike City Suns, the last Heatmiser album. So I'm just going to eat some more Razzles. Alright, this is unappealing sounding. So after Heatmiser, he started another band called Number Two. Put out a couple albums that by all accounts pretty much pick up where Mike City Suns left off. And I can't find the fucking things anywhere. And anytime I do find a reference to them, you know, someone will be like, hey, anybody got these albums? The response is like, well, why don't you just fucking buy them? Because, hey, you can get this album off Amazon for $4. And I gotta admit, I'm tempted when I get back to Canada if I still can't find these fucking things. Maybe I will just buy them. But don't kid yourself about, like, I don't know, the musical economy. If I'm buying this shit off Amazon for $4, Neil Gust and his band is not getting any goddamn money. It's a secondhand album, you know? So if you got some kind of moral dilemma against me not buying the album, why don't you go fuck yourself? Doesn't even make sense. But if anybody out there has got either of those albums, what are they called? No Memory and something else. I don't know. I guess you know if you've got them, right? So I'm looking for Number Two's albums. Hook me up, yo. In the meantime, here is Jail with River. For the downbeat section of this ham radio, an old school Canadian classic. Let's play a little more fucking Canadian indie rock from that era while I'm on that tip. This is the Hardship Post, who are originally from Newfoundland. As Gabe from Newfoundland of Fam Radio fame reminded me the other day. I was actually listening to, I should take up one of their songs and play it sometime too. I don't like them as much as Hardship Post, but there's this band called Sandbox that is like a lower level, I'd say, Canadian band. Like, you know, they had the videos played here and again. A little bit known. But basically why they're famous now is that one of their guitarists went on to become Bubbles from the Trailer Park Boys, Mike Smith. And I was going through a big Trailer Park Boys phase a week or two ago because I found out the series is over. There's a final episode after season 7 called Say Goodnight to the Bad Guys. And, but apparently they are working on one more movie, so that's cool. But it got me in a Trailer Park Boys kick, and I was like, I should go look up that band. And I found, like, a press kit they did, and it's just funny. They have, like, I got some of that Canadian accent, I got a bit of the abouts. But man, those dudes, I don't know if they're from the East Coast, because Trailer Park Boys is a Halifax thing. Cole Harbour and all that. But I don't know that Sandbox was, but there's also that Ontario accent, man. It gets brutal sometimes. Like, wow, so backwards, it's awesome. And those guys have that for sure. But it's interesting to see a young Bubbles dressed like a cool rock guy. And he's not a bad-looking dude. He's still got that big jaw, but when he doesn't jut it forward deliberately, you know, he just looks like a pretty normal fella. But still, you know, that's why, that's one thing I think is so good about Trailer Park Boys, is it's not so much mockery as a loving tribute to where we come from. A hyper-exaggerated Canada. But like in this very final episode, Leahy throws a country singles mixer type dance. And it's just at this rec hall, and it's just kind of, I don't know, it's kind of lamely pathetic. But it brought back good memories, man. That's where I saw so many good bands, in just places like that. Just halls. Fucking good shit. Leahy's a fucking scary mess, too, like, by the end of that series. He just keeps getting more and more drunk, and it's like, it reaches the point where it's not even funny anymore. It's just like a really scary portrayal of what happens when alcohol just fucking takes you over. It reminded me a bit of Gay Andre, my creepy 50-year-old French landlord from Vancouver, who had like, when he drank, it was insane. He'd have like 16 beer, and he was not a big guy, and just be out of his mind. And that's totally what Leahy's like. Like, it's creepy to watch, but then that very creepiness is then what makes it funny. You're just staring at him for like 20 seconds, like, holy fuck, that guy is fucking done. And then you laugh because it's so fucking horrifying. Big props to that guy, though, the guy that plays Jim Leahy. He does a good fucking job. So, yeah, that got me back listening to some Sandbox, and they were okay. But I don't know why I'm talking about Sandbox so much, because I'm not even going to play them. But I will in a future show. In fact, let's play a couple of Hardship Post songs. These are both from the Hack EP, which is fucking excellent. I actually have two copies of it on cassette back home. It's only like 6 songs long, and it's just fucking solid as shit. Same program on both sides. You play that shit, you flip it over to side B, you just play it again.
My only image is you. If there's a fear I lost myself, my only image is you.
Like to change.
Now here's a song that I know from Grand Theft Auto, San Andreas. Arguably still the best one. It's one thing I thought was interesting, and you know, everybody loved Grand Theft Auto 4 at first. And then it's like, it's not, there's no arguing, it's a very, very solid game. Everybody thought they wanted more realism in Grand Theft Auto, you know, like, San Andreas was especially amazing, how it just suddenly ballooned and became so huge, and there's so much stuff going on in that game. But there was still a sense of, like, craziness, you know, you could still ride motorbikes into jets, and, you know, and fucking parachute out of them, and fly planes around, and, like, go to the top of a mountain and jump on a motorcycle, or just a bicycle, and, like, BMX bike in a race down the hill, and just weird, wacky shit that hardly made sense. But it was fun. Then Grand Theft Auto 4 really ramped up the realism, and it's kind of like people sort of realize, hey, wait a sec. Maybe this extra realism that we thought we wanted, maybe we didn't want this. Maybe it's actually not as fun when you feel bad for running someone over. But this song I heard on the San Andreas soundtrack had such a good soundtrack, too. I just remember even shit like the fucking country station that I didn't, you know, I don't actually really care for that much, but you steal a fucking motorbike or a truck, like a cab of an 18-wheeler, and just, like, burn through the fucking forest at night listening to the country station, it just fucking works. It's just cool. Anyway, this is some ham radio volleying, where I played some Prodigy a few shows ago, and then that reminded Brian Ward from Australia, who does Wardio, about Prodigy, and he's like, oh yeah, I used to like that band, so he played Outer Space. So then hearing him play Outer Space reminded me of this song that I heard from Grand Theft Auto, which is where that sample comes from. Satanism, it's about the devil anyway. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of Earth. So I don't know what the fuck it's called or who it's by, but it's just a cool song. They did a good job, I found, in Grand Theft Auto games of, I don't know that it's, if, I mean, they obviously have a huge music budget, but they still did a good job of finding songs that, even if I didn't know the song, I might know of it because it was sampled later, say. Well, like, for instance, in San Andreas, there was a Public Enemy song. It starts with, like, the crazy, it's got this crazy horn sample, and then over on their, like, oldies station, they've got the song that horn sample came from, the jazz song. Shit like that, it's just neat.
Winners don't use hard drugs.
Kanye West, warm up the high roller.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of Earth. Shirt and chase Satan out of Earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of Earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Satan is an evilous man, but him can't choke sit on I man. So when I check him, my lass in hand, and if him slip a gun with him hand, I'm gonna put on a iron shirt and chase Satan out of Earth. I'm gonna put on a iron shirt and chase the devil out of Earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space. Shirt and chase Satan out of Earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of Earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another. outer space to find another race. Satan is a evilous man, but him can't choke sit on a man. So when I check him, my lass in hand, and if him slip a gun with him hand, I'm gonna put on a iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on a iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
Yeah, chasing the devil into space, Ian Cage Always. How come in movies? How come no one in space? Nobody listen to reggae. What's up?
Because the smart one them stay on the ground.
Yeah?
Man was not meant to leave this earth in a no tin can. Although, I wouldn't mind saying you are half Johnny.
Move ya with your gun. Myself you left ya with your bum. Oh yeah, move ya with your bum.
You think you got bass, homeboy?
That ain't bass.
This is real bass.
Keja.
All right, that was our mellow out song. Let's finish off the show with some heavy fucking shit. A few shows back, I played a Soulfly song. And that is Max Cavalera from Sepultura that I played earlier this show. After he left Sepultura, he started a band called Soulfly. And he got the name of the band from a lyric in this song that he was in. It's a song called Head Up from the second Deftones album. And he does guest vocals on it. It's such a cool song. Walking to this world with your head up high. That's about as loud as I can get without my neighbors wondering what the fuck is going on. If I was out in the park right now, I would strangle a seagull to death while I scream the lyrics to this song. Because that's fucking metal, man, and that's how I live my life. Soulfly. Deftones with Head Up. Oh, and before I forget, I also... Me and my friend Brad went to see this band in my hometown called Obsidian Rain. They're just a local metal band. Had some originals, had some covers. It was a crazy long show. It was like a 3-hour long metal show, and it was fucking great. And this was one of the songs that they played. And hearing it live, I mean, that was a really fucking... They were a good band. They were a fucking tight-ass metal band from New Brunswick. But, man, this song fucking ruled live. So fucking good.